few moments ago, the Vice President announced that Hosni Mubarak was stepping down. And this is normally a quiet neighbourhood, a quiet part of Cairo. Instantly, the cars started bibbing their horns and they're just driving past with Egyptian flags waving. I've just run out to see it for myself and I'm now heading down to Tahrir Square. It's quite difficult trying to make my way through the crowds because so many people smiling and cheering, making a lot of noise as well. And I'm literally having to run when I get a chance just to try and make the ground up. How do you feel now that he stepped down?
We're really confused and we're feeling really... It's just very confusing. We're happy, but we're scared of what's going to happen. It's really overwhelming. It's history in the making. It really is.
Yeah, I feel so happy. It's the happiest day in my life.
Did you believe it was going to happen?
Yes, yes.
Even though he hadn't gone until
now? All the signs were very clear that he will do that. There was no other chance.
My name is Mohammed Mansour, and I'm very happy that we achieved our dream. I traveled to many countries in Europe and would like to be the same. Democratic, freedom of speech, no corruption.
It's not about Mubarak. It's just a symbol. It's about an entire system being dismantled, and I think that's what's happening now. It's about a military regime that took over, they infiltrated every aspect of society you can think of.
And you really believe that this is the moment when that will stop?
I think if it doesn't stop, a year from now you'll see a bigger crowd than that, because now the people believe in themselves and they are confident in their ability to change it.
The whole families have come out bedecked in the Egyptian flag to celebrate.
Well, we're just very, 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 very happy about this. And I'm really happy that we were able to do it peacefully. This is probably the first Middle East or Arab revolution that happens with no violence. Although it started with some violence, but we proved that we're here peacefully. We're just asking for our basic human rights, and it shows you that determination gets you what you want, and we're really looking forward to a really bright future in the country here.
He is a very bad man. He killing people. He is a fascist.
Now, as people are coming out, they're literally pulling people onto the top of the tank and allowing them to pose for photographs. People have been thanking the army for not getting involved in what they've called a peaceful revolution here. And if there's a symbol, really, of the way things have gone on since January the 25th in Cairo, it's those pictures. Thousands will appear on Facebook, no doubt, of people standing there, smiling, arms around soldiers, waving the Egyptian flag.